Okay, we are now joined by our second place finisher and our third place finisher tonight. We've got Ross Chastain and Austin Hill. Ross, why don't you walk us through your race from your perspective tonight?
Progress, Matt. It was definitely we started out back. You know, when I get in the same way the Matrix works, we start out back. So it's a lot of fun passing trucks, but then we always seem to stall somewhere in that 5th to 10th range, and we did. You know, put set of tires on, didn't quite keep up with the track because of how much freer it was going to get, and was stuck back there. And then the end of stage two, the adjustments that Matt Noyce and Lonnie Rush made, Tim Mooney, they collaborated together, and what they came up with was like the magic pit stop adjustments that you wish for your whole season. And so that was key. That was the turning point of our race from being an 8th place truck to being a 3rd place truck or 4th. We were right there with Sheldon and John Hunter, and I still think Kyle was a little better. So that was the key. You know, green flag stop wasn't super clean on my part, and was pretty much just going to run 3rd or 4th. And then the restarts, you know, cautions come out, restarts, and came home 2nd. So I mean, I was just talking to Austin Hill walking over here. I think he sees it a little different than I did. I don't know what else I could have done to block Kyle, because that would have just given the win to Austin. So I didn't try to really block either of them. I blocked Todd, and other than that, I just kind of ran in the middle and ran wide open and tried to see who would win, and Kyle blew by both of us. So maybe I was closer to Austin and side bathed him harder than I thought, but I tried to give him room, unlike the old me, and just let us all race it out, and Kyle beat both of us.
Well, Austin, walk us through your finish from your perspective.
Yeah, and man, we had a good race tonight, especially coming back from adversity and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited with a P3 finish with everything that went on with our Goonma, Toyo Pet, Toyota Tundra. I mean, we had a good truck. Just yeah, that last restart was wild. I got up beside Ross, and then we were racing side by side. And you know, I was wide open that whole green white checker. There was really nothing else I could have done, and I haven't really seen the replay or anything, so I don't really know how tight he was to me or anything like that. So he might not have been that tight to me. But I just heard my spotter all of a sudden say, hey, 51's coming, 51's coming. And then when we came off the corner 3 wide, I knew that Kyle was going to have a huge run and be able to get ahead of us. And, you know, after that, me and him just kind of stayed side by side and raced it out. So kind of, you know, it ended up giving the win to Kyle. I kind of wish it could have been a little bit different circumstances, and me and Ross could have battled it out for the win. But I understand, you know, where he's coming from and what he had to do. I mean, he's put in the middle of, you know, a guy on the bottom and a guy on the top. What do you do? Who do you block? You got to make some really quick decisions. So no hard feelings, just frustrated. Man, I want to win so bad.
Okay, we're going to open the floor for questions. Our first question is going to come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead with the question, Bob.
Yeah, Ross, so do you feel good about today? I mean, like you were leading with going into overtime, but I don't know whether you felt like you had the best truck and should have won, or whether you felt like you did everything you could and just didn't win.
You dang right, Bob. I feel good. Goodness. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the last time, you know, in a truck I guess it would have been 2019 that we ran legitimately this good, right? So progress on all of these motorsports, and yeah, especially, I mean, the Sunday stuff, the cup cars are so hard. I have not I have not hit the ground running on my side from driving behind the wheel. So a night like this is what this is about for me. These Atlanta and here were, you know, favors given to me to go come here and run and get laps and have fun. And then, you know, we'll run some other races to get laps so that I'm just better in the cup car. But playing here was, yeah, that was really good. And you know, what Al Neese has done for me and Cody Efaw over the years, I want to win for him, and we want to win races. So, yes, that was a great night.
And I guess, did you think you'd get a good push from Bailey there on that last restart?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Zane did a great job the restart before, and then Bailey did good. I think he got spit out to the inside. It looked like in my mirror he was down lower. Neither me nor Zane got much of a push. And then, you know, those guys came on scuffs, you know, on pressure cooler tires. I mean, they were all coming from all directions. So really, me and Zane and Bailey, I feel like we're kind of sitting ducks up there. So Like I already said, I ran wide open there, but it was a great night. I mean, it wasn't a good night. It was a great night. It was good adjustments. Matt Noyce getting up to speed with the team. Tim Mooney, kind of my behind the scenes hero of this 44 truck, and Lonnie Rush, everybody, Kaz and Team Chevy. What we've done to get Nice Motorsports back to where we want to be. They're only building for the future. Carson Hosfard and Ryan Truex running all year. Getting Bailey Curry running up there up front. That was awesome to see. So I'm just proud of the whole group and the efforts, because there's been a lot of effort behind the scenes to get us back to where we were when we were racing with Austin a few years ago. He's been up here running up front all the time, so he's frustrated with second or third, but man, we're just happy to be back up here, and this is progress where we're catching back up.
Go ahead with your question, Cole.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Congrats, guys. This question is for Austin. Austin, you guys have come so close all year to getting that win. What do you need to just kind of get over that hump of getting that first victory in 2021?
I don't really have much of an answer for you from tonight's race, just because handling-wise, we really didn't have much of an issue handling. I mean, throughout the run and throughout the race, especially when we got back in traffic, obviously, it's going to drive totally different in our truck. Really loosened up a lot. Had to really fight it on entry. I had to really run right up against the fence to keep it from basically stepping out on me on exit. It's just so much different when you get back there in traffic versus when you're up front and you're inside the top five on how it drives. Like I said, we had some issues tonight in the whether it was the engine or I don't know what it was. We'll have to go back and look at that. I came down pit road because it was stumbling and kept cutting in and out on me after the second stage. We reset everything. I turned my master switch off back on. We looked at all spark plugs. We looked at everything just to see if all the cylinders, everything was firing. Everything looked normal. Fired it back up, and it started sounding somewhat okay. And then the whole rest of the race, I had a really bad vibration, almost like it felt like a loose wheel almost. On restarts, the shifter would actually shake really, really bad in my hand while I was going through the gears. So I have no idea what the issue was tonight. I don't know what we had going on, but we definitely had something that wasn't right tonight. So, I'm not going to blame it on that, on why we didn't get the win, but at the same time, it's just one of those things we got to go back and look at and see what it could have been and what we could do better going forward. But, I'm really happy with Scott and all the guys at HRE. We're just digging really hard. We're working really hard. We're putting the finishes together. So, sure enough, we'll get a win, sooner or later.
Thank you, sir.
Our final question for these gentlemen will come from Dustin Albino. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Yeah, Ross, obviously you got, your best opportunity of your career at the cup level, but how much have you missed running these truck and even Xfinity races kind of on a more often basis?
Yeah, Dustin, I think it's just the racer in me wanting to compete. I ask all the time to run races, for anybody that'll let me. I it's how I got here in my career, right? So I've ran so many, so many races across the three series, and it's such an incredible feat that in of itself that I've been able to do that, and I haven't changed in that aspect, right? So I'm running for Chip Ganassi Racing. We're in the 42 car. There's a lot of big things. We've been building to that for a long time. And the racer in me wants to race Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Monday night. Doesn't matter. I just want to race. So, these races mean a lot to me. And I made that, clear to Chip and Doug Ducart. And they've been great. Tony Lunders, Phil Surge, and my crew chief have been great to talk through it with me on why some are good races to run and why some won't be, necessarily the greatest scenario. So, I need that, right? I need to look at it from a bigger picture, not just let me race. So there's a growing up period that's happened here. And that's honestly another part of what makes these finishes so great and feel so good, that we've been able to come out in only a few efforts come and do this, I miss it. I miss running. I miss practicing all three cars on a Friday afternoon and then running a truck race. And so I just want to race. I want to drive cars. And that makes these nights so much more special.
Thank you, Ross.
Yeah, thanks, Dustin.
Okay, guys, thanks for taking the time to join us, and good luck going forward. Take care.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
Yep. Safe travels.